It's official, in case you haven't heard. President Trump signed off on a campaign promise that was widely discussed and long rumored, that federal hiring freeze for at least some civilian agencies. Trump signed the executive memo on his first working day in office, and it prevents agencies from filling vacant positions and puts the Office of Management and Budget in charge of coming up with a long-term plan for the federal workforce. Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco joins me now with more. And I know, Nicole, you've been covering this intensively. I thought that that was the most interesting part of the memo, the order to OPM to come up with something. But it wasn't very specific with what they were supposed to come up with.
No, it's not very specific. OMB has about 90 days to work with OPM to come up with, I believe the phrase was, a long-term plan for reducing the size of the federal workforce through attrition. So we've heard President Trump talk about this idea on the campaign trail in, I believe it was called the Contract to the American Public or the American Voter or something like that. So we knew this was coming, and the memo itself is only 2 pages long, and it essentially just says to agencies, any position that is vacant as of January 22nd, 2017, you cannot fill it. And it really doesn't give too many more specifics other than that, but again, OMB does have this authority now to come up with a long-term plan.
Yeah, so some of the headlines saying this targets federal employees are not quite accurate, because people that are working, there's no change in their job, except insofar as if people next to them or their colleagues or collaborators leave, then they've got nobody to be colleagues or collaborators with.
Exactly. And so current feds, you know, looking to see how this executive memo impacts them, I mean, it says nothing about the status of their jobs. So, you know, we right. could see something in the long term from OMB and OPM about what this means for federal employees, particularly the large population that are eligible or will be eligible to retire soon. That could impact them in the near future. But again, we have to wait for OMB to give us those details.
Now, my reading of the memo seemed to create a loophole or some exceptions. You could drive a freight train through. What's your take? What did you read there?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a pretty accurate characterization. Basically, agencies can ask for an exemption if they think it's necessary to meet their mission critical needs, for example, national security or public safety responsibilities. The big question that I have about that is, what does that mean for cyber? I mean, that we've heard about that,
right,
particularly within the Obama administration in 2016. That's all we heard about, were these mission critical gaps in hiring cyber professionals. And the Obama administration really hired quite a few of them in 2016. So I'm wondering what that will mean. That's a little unclear to us at this point. And the OPM director can also grant an exception. So, you know, if OPM sees, okay, well, we have these mission critical gaps, we hear about them all the time, I'm wondering how that exactly will work. And we just don't know yet.
And equally unclear to me anyway was when the memo said military personnel accepted. Does that mean uniformed and civilian, or just uniform, or what?
I am honestly not sure. And
I don't think anybody is.
Right. And military personnel, I would at least assume that that does not apply to troops, members of the military. I mean, we've heard President Trump say time and again that he'd like a bigger military. And I think if you have a hiring freeze, I don't think it would impact a group of people that he has said that he would like to ramp up. So that's also unclear, this concept of military personnel, whether or not that applies to civilian employees at DOD agencies.
Well, maybe if there's less here than we were expecting. By the way, we're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco, who has been all over the hiring freeze and is something of the D.C. expert on it, I would say. But I was speaking to one federal official who a couple of years ago got a promotion job, same job but a bigger purview. And he said that his first day on the job, he told all the people, I don't want anybody hired till I've had a chance to take the lay of the land here. This is a career federal official. So maybe it's just a function of the new Trump administration saying, just time out till we get our view and our hands on everything. I don't want to be Pollyanna, but maybe that's what's going on.
That's a good point. There are requirements and rules that, you know, for example, there's a hiring freeze on senior executive service, and that is nothing new. We've seen that with with new administrations all the time. And the reason that we have that SES hiring freeze is because when political appointees come on board, they want a chance to be able to review the people they have, the priorities they have, the programs they're going to be in charge of, and then have the ability to bring on some of these senior executives to help them out. And so that is a good point. I'm not entirely sure that that was the intention of this executive memo,
sure,
since, again, we heard about it on the campaign trail.
All right. So now Washington is nothing if not a town that engenders reactions. There's a professional almost reaction community to everything that's proposed. What reactions have you been hearing?
Well, we heard very vocally from the federal employee unions and associations, AFGE, NTEU. Obviously, they've all said that they're against this.
They don't like it.
Right. And lawmakers in the Maryland and D.C. and Virginia area have also been speaking out about this. Particularly, they're pointing to that Government Accountability Office study from 1982.
Everybody's dredged that one up.
Right, right. On past hiring freezes.
The PDF, it was done on a typewriter back then.
I'm sure, yeah. And, you know, they found that agencies had a tough time recruiting and retaining some of this top talent that they want, particularly in these mission-critical areas. And, you know, we've heard all about efficiencies. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said, the reason why we're doing this is we want government to be more efficient. And Minority Whip Steny Hoyer, he says that cutting employees is not a way to perform efficiently. He's thinking about, you know, if you want to address the Social Security backlogs, if you want to answer calls at the IRS, if you want to work on veterans claims, having fewer people to work on those problems isn't the way to do it. Congressman Jerry Connolly, I liked this phrase, called it a mindless way to manage. The other usual suspects that we hear from in situations like this, Senator Chris Van Hollen and Congressman Don Beyer, they all spoke out against this. Congresswoman Barbara Comstock did too, and she disagrees that—
Republican.
Right, I think that's important to mention. She disagrees that an across-the-board personnel cut is not a good way to go about this, and she thinks if the Trump administration wants to find efficiencies, they should look at specific areas and go from there.
Well, that's right. I mean, there is a body of thought that says if you hired more federal employees to do what contractors are doing, you could get it done more efficiently at lower cost. That's, I guess, people can argue that one till the cows come home.
And, you know, I will bring this up because this was in the memo, which said that agencies cannot hire contractors to fill that work void that they might experience by having some of these positions open. So I thought that actually is an important distinction to point out.
Well, I had one official speaking on that particular point. I asked him off the record, can you get around that? He says, my agency puts out 40, 50,000 contract actions a year. Let them find it in there.
Right.
If I'm hiring to get around a hiring freeze. So yeah, there's a practical aspect to this too. And the bureaucracy is good at finding practical solutions to difficult policies. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, what comes next?
Well, what comes next that we know of is an OMB decision, an OMB plan within 90 days about how exactly they want to address this long term. I've heard from the Office of Personnel Management, they say that they've been working with OMB on a response to this, not entirely sure what that means yet, if it's guidance or, you know, implementation for agencies to actually implement this memo. But again, there's not a whole lot for them to implement right now.
Nicole, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.